Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. When I'm tossed from side to side, like a ship on a raging tide, I don't worry.
And that's the Lund family. Amen. I've got confidence. I hope that was a blessing to you as you're listening today. And we're going to be going now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're speaking about 1 Colossians chapter number 18. And we're looking at the thought of Christ is first. And I'm wondering today, is he first in your life? That's going to be the thought for the message. This will be the part number one as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Now, I want you to once again look at the Colossians chapter number 1. And as you turn there tonight, the book of Colossians is believed to be written by Paul during the time when he was in prison. And I want to focus some attention to the fact tonight that some of the thoughts in chapter number 1 that I believe that we need to consider in our individual lives. Look here, I want you to know this tonight. I want God to still work on me. I don't want to ever get the place where I'm plateaued and, we've arrived and, you know what, we think that we're something. I don't want to get to that place ever, amen, in my Christian walk with God. I want to keep growing and going on for the glory of God. So there's some things I want you to see tonight. If you got your Bible, look at verse number 1. We'll read down, I guess, to about verse number 19. Look at verse number 1. Anybody there? All right. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is coming to you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth fruit. That's what we ought to be doing, amen, bringing forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye have heard of it and knew of the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing being fruitful in every work. Boy, once again, I want to be fruitful tonight in every work that God has called me to do. And in increasing in the knowledge of God. And there ought to be a growth in our Christian life. We ought to not just come to church. We ought to leave with something to go apply, amen. Growing in the knowledge of the Lord. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power and to all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. We ought to be able to do these things in such a way that we walk away from here and it brings joy to our life to do something for Jesus, amen. If it's not producing joy, it's of the devil, amen. Then it goes on to say this in verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Look at verse 14 tonight. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Listen, tonight there's only one place. When it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, he is one and only. You'll not find forgiveness from anybody, any great king. You're not going to find forgiveness of sin from any great president tonight. There's only one source that you're going to find that forgiveness. That forgiveness only comes from Jesus Christ. Amen. And then verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn, underline that word firstborn right there, of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. Notice this right here. And for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn. There it is again, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies, in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. I feel like the Lord tonight wants me to preach on this thought. Jesus is in first place. Jesus is in first place. Now I want you to think about this tonight as you go and you watch different races and relay races and all kinds of different things. There's really no prize. I mean, the prize goes to the one that's in first place, right? I mean, second place might have something little, and, you know, third place you might get something. Fourth place, I don't even know if they recognize that. What I'm talking about tonight is Jesus is in first place. I want to ask you this question. Is Christ first place in your life? Have you put Christ in first place in your life? And if he's not in first place, then who is or what is? May I say to you tonight that we find in the text there in verse number 18, notice what the Bible says, he is the head of the body, the church. Can I tell you tonight, if Christ is not first place in this church, we are out of line. If Christ is not the reason why we assemble, if Christ is not the reason why that we take up the offering, if Christ is not the reason why that we exhibit what we do and minister to other people, if Christ is not the reason, we're out of order tonight. He's got to be the head of the body, amen. Thank God, I want to tell you something. You say, preacher, who's leading this church? It definitely ain't me, thank God. If it was me, it'd be the biggest train wreck you ever seen. Thank God I've got a God. Look here. You say, preacher, are you worried about anything? No. Listen, I don't have to worry. I've got a God who takes that. He's in first place. I'm not in the first place chair tonight. No, I've got a God that's in first place. Amen. He's taking care of you, and he's taking care of me. Thank God he's the head of the church. I like it, don't you? You say, what's the church, preacher? Well, we make up one portion of the church tonight. I mean, this church, we're assembled here. There's other churches assembled down there, and other churches here and other churches there. You know, I mean, praise God. Anybody that's born again with the grace of God is part of the church. Now he spoke about us gathering together, amen. Now, I understand there's certain situations where you can't physically come to church, amen. If you can't physically come to church, we understand that, amen. But the Bible said this, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, even so much more as you see the day approaching. You need one another. Christ wanted you to be here tonight. You say, preacher, I just want to put God first in my life. If you're putting God first, you're going to find a place to worship. Everything was about the local church, New Testament local church. Now look at this. I want you to see, now secondly, look right there, 18, he said, the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead? Now, that's an interesting way to put that, isn't it? The firstborn from the dead. Now, Cassidy, she's my firstborn tonight. In the Philip Shasha Youngblood family, Cassidy Youngblood is the firstborn. It's weird to say firstborn and put death with it. Why would you do that? Well, nobody would ever bring it up had it not been for Jesus. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Well, when he says this, firstborn from the dead, what are we talking about in that instance? Well, can I tell you, Elijah didn't meet the bill on that, amen. No, Elijah, amen, he was called up in a whirlwind, a chair of fire to heaven. He never died, amen. But then you go look at Enoch's life. Enoch walked with God. The Bible says he was not, for God took him, amen. He went just right up to be with God. He didn't even have to die. He just went up right there, went to heaven, right? But then he said this, the firstborn of the dead. Wait a minute. What in the world are you talking about? In other words, we're saying someone died and come back to tell us about it. Well, there's only been one of them. You say, well, what about Lazarus, preacher? Well, he died again. Oh, yes, yes, while it was grave, yeah, he'd been dead for 4 days. He stinks and all that stuff. And Mary and Martha was weeping and crying. And they got to the tomb and everybody had to rejoice and vent. But guess what? He had to go back and die again. Well, let me tell you, oh, Lord of God, son. Hallelujah. There's one, however, that's been firstborn from the dead. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about, listen, up there on Calvary's hill, amen, Jesus Christ bled and died on that hill. He shed every drop of his blood for you and for me up there at Calvary. And when they poured him down and Christ said, it is finished, they poured his tattered, beaten, bloody body down and they put him in a tomb and they sealed the door. Everybody thought it was over. Oh, we've got him. He's in the tomb. It's over. But then, hallelujah, on that third and glorious morning, praise God. You say, what took place? There was a birth, amen. They come forth from the tomb. You say, what are you talking about? The firstborn from death, amen. Jesus Christ come forth that morning out of the grave, amen. And he's never went back, hallelujah. He is alive forevermore. He's not coming the next time to die. He's not coming the next time for peace. No, he's coming to make war. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.